In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we look at an issue that could slow U.S. beef exports to Europe. While U.S. beef entering Europe must be from non-hormone treated cattle, exports have been increasing in recent years under a duty-free quota. But now that quota's capacity is putting further growth in jeopardy, as explained by USMEF Senior Vice President Thad Lively.
In 2009, the Europeans agreed to create a new quota, which would have no duty. That quota would be for a product that met a very specific definition, very similar to the product we produce here in the United States. We started shipping under that quota and saw good growth in our exports. But over the years since then, the EU has permitted other countries to also ship under the quota. So not surprisingly, the volumes have increased dramatically. And even though we've seen increases in U.S. beef exports under the quota each year, Australia and Uruguay in particular have really ramped up their shipments. The end result of all that is that in the quota year that we're in now, which began on July 1st, it looks very likely that the quota is going to be filled. The first quarter's piece of the total quota has been nearly filled. So that tells us already that as we go through the year, the pressure on the quota is only going to grow.
This is especially frustrating for the U.S. industry because the quota was created as a result of the U.S.'s successful challenge of the EU hormone ban at the World Trade Organization.
I think there are a lot of people in the industry who are struggling to understand why we're sharing this quota with other countries, and I think they're also very concerned that the growth we've seen in our exports to beef to Europe could come to an end if we don't find a way to get things back to where they should be.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.